2, 1, begin transmission.
It is that time once again.
It's 3:21 a.m.
Which means it's 1930 UTC where you live. And that also means that you're listening to Dubious Goals Committee. Right here on and on radio, as usual. And as we look at the conveniently placed agenda today, I notice that the first thing on it is very important, and I need to tell you right away, and that is the Chelsea versus PSG game starts in 15 minutes. That's right, it starts at 19:45 UTC. And if memory serves, I think this is going to be on a Fox station. I don't remember which one. I've got my TV tuned to Fox Sports 1 right now. But I'm not sure if this pregame is going to be on the same channel or they're going to switch to something else. You know how it goes. So if you want to watch Chelsea versus PSG like I do, just start looking for it. And in the second half of the show, you'll probably hear me looking away to see what the score is. It's an important game. I love the Champions League, and I've waited 2 months for it to start back up. And I'm not missing anything today. It's really warm here again today. It was warm yesterday. And it's getting warmer. So it's supposed to be like mid-60s Fahrenheit tomorrow. Okay, cool. Maybe all the snow will melt. It was pretty warm today. I mean, it is warm today. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. It was warm yesterday. It was about 40 yesterday. Each day it seems to be getting 10 degrees warmer. That's unusual. It has occurred to me that nothing interesting or weird has happened to me in the last 24 hours. What a dull and unusual 24 hours this has been. Aside for the warming up of the weather, about the only thing I've done... Let me think. Nothing. I had to take the girl to a doctor's appointment, just a regular, everyday doctor's appointment. And so I got to sit in a waiting room for an hour, reading a magazine. And that wasn't very interesting, because I have the same magazine at home. I was reading Nebraskaland magazine. Yes, that's a real magazine. It's published by our Department of Natural Resources. And I don't actually subscribe to it, but my dad does, and then he gives me the issues when he's done with them. And usually annotated with a sticky note on the cover that says, oh, you might be interested in page 39, or whatever. Then I'll open it up and go, hey, all right, I am interested in page 39. It's a fun magazine. There's lots of pictures of animals and stuff. The excitement around here is going to pick up pretty quick, though. I mean, after all, in 12 minutes... the UEFA Champions League starts up again. And with the weather getting warmer, I will have more opportunities to go outside and look for, you know, dudes and stuff. Because it's getting to be about that time of year. The good news is that I already ate lunch, and therefore there will be no mystery as to what I'll have to eat. And today I had a taco and an enchilada at the Mexican and pizza place that you hear me talk about sometimes. They have some decent fried tacos, and so I like to go there from time to time, get my taco on. This is, of course, different than the place that's a block closer, Abelardo's. Their fried tacos, for some reason, don't appeal to me, but their carne asada tacos are muy bueno. I do have a fresh cup of tea right here. Let's take the lid off. Oh, it's very steamy. Oh, it's hot. Let's give it a test taste. Oh yeah, it's pretty good. Yep. It's pretty tasty. but it's rather hot, so let's put that down. Oh, and I am reminded that there was a Europa League game today. It's probably ending right about now. It was Fenerbahce versus Lokomotiv Moscow. Oh, I should probably find a score for that. If, for some reason, you don't remember what Europa League is, Europa League is basically the next league down from the Champions League. I'm currently glancing at the TV, waiting for them to show the lineups, because John Terry, the captain and much-loved ancient player for Chelsea, has pulled a hamstring or something, so he's not going to be playing today. Otherwise, it's sort of the same regular starting lineup. Courtois in goal, Ivanovic, Gary Cahill, Azpilicueta, Cesc Fabregas, Eden Hazard, John Obi Mikel, Nemanja Matic, Willian, and Diego Costa. I'm wondering who they're going to put in for John Terry, or if Goose Hiddink is going to rearrange the lineup. And, I don't know. Who's he going to put in? I kind of want him to change the lineup and have Pedro playing up front with Willian and Diego Costa. But sometimes Goose Hiddink doesn't think in the same way that I do. Maybe that's why he gets the bajillions of dollars. And I get to sit at home and watch the game on TV. I do love the football. And I'm kind of excited because I get to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic play. He plays for PSG and he's one of my favorite players. But I kind of want Chelsea to win, so I don't know who to root for. Also, Angel Di Maria will be starting for PSG. And I think it was a mistake for you-know-who to let him go. They're paying for it now. And it's going to be about another 8 minutes before they finally kick this ball off. So, the anticipation is starting to get to me. And guess what I just remembered? I had to stop at the store today on the way home from the doctor's office or wherever it was that I went today. And I bought some cookies. So I get to have my cookies again tonight. Or maybe I'll eat some cookies during the game. Or who knows, maybe I'll eat some cookies during the game and tonight. Wow, that was my knee. Ow. Six cookies in one day. Wow, that's just crazy talk. It's anarchy around here. Oh, is there no governor anywhere? What else did I buy when I was at the store today? Oh yes, maple syrup because I was getting kind of low. A box of tea because whenever it's winter, I always buy a box of tea every time I go to the grocery store. Even though the weather outside is trying to tell me that it's not going to be winter very much longer. Still, too much tea is better than not enough. In fact, I find that to be true about most things. But when it is winter time, it is way too cold. When winter lasts for many months. When it is summertime, it is too hot. The drought ruined my farm and we lacked water. Doi Tao nowadays is so much better. We have a good job and able to earn money easier. With good trading markets and fertile farms, we also have some nice asphalt roads. Our village has access to electricity. You know, Doi Tao nowadays is great. We have plenty of food. We're able to take care of ourselves with our agriculture. The government helped every one of us and we're no longer poor. We share the land to make the farm. We have fish farm, crab farm. We grow various kinds of plants. Anyone that has left Doi Tao, I hope you will miss us and come back to visit your homeland. Well, hey, oh, hey, they are showing the lineups and stuff on TV. There goes PSG. Okay, while I'm watching the beginning of the game, why don't you listen to some of this?
Speed. What are you doing from the left, dear? One serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is, Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know I could eat that much ham. It's just a shame all those pigs had to die.
Oh, we don't kill them. We only take the hind legs. The pigs get little carts.
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Dubious Goals Committee because you're still listening to a non-radio. I'm still Tobe, and I'm kind of halfway watching the game right now. It just started. I'm very excited. I'm looking over my shoulder every 15 seconds. For some reason, I'm sitting here looking at a calendar, and I'm noticing that we're 6 weeks out from morel season. That'll be great. I'm already counting down the days. That's, what are we up to? We got 42 days until it makes any sense to start looking for morel. So we can start looking now. You're not going to find any. I do love to look for mushrooms, but... I do know better than to look for them when they're not growing. Pippa, of course, has been pretty excited about all this warm weather recently. Only because now that she has figured out that she can jump up onto the kitchen counter, this now means that she can look out the kitchen windows. And since it's nice and warm and all the snow is melting and there's puddles of water... There's tons of little birds out bathing in all the puddles of water out there, and boy, if you're a cat, there's nothing more interesting than a cat, than a bird bathing. Oh boy. Yeah, we can sit up there for an hour and a half, maybe longer, just watching those birds. Oh, we hate them. We're gonna do unspeakable things to those stupid birds if we can get our kitty claws on them. Give him a big chomp. Of course, when it gets warm enough, I will take her to various places. I was always already telling her last night, oh, you want to go to the Arboretum with me? Look for birdies. We'll go to the Arboretum and we'll look at the stream because running water is very interesting for kitties. And we'll look at all the birds and all the crazy squirrels and anybody else we can find, like baby moths. Because there are often baby moths at the Arboretum. And you know how much I like baby moths. They're fun. I like to take pictures and make videos of them. The only bad news about all this recent warm weather is that obviously the ice is thawing on all the places that I like to walk on ice. And I kind of want to go out today, but... It'll be a little sketchy. It should be all right in most places, but once it starts to get warm like this, the problem isn't that the ice gets thin, because ice does not thin out uniformly. The problem is that the ice gets thin along the edges. So if you're at a small pond, the ice that melts first is the stuff closest to the bank or the shore, whatever you want to call it. And of course, this is the ice that you need to step on first to get to the middle of the pond where the ice is nice and thick and will support your weight. So it's one of those things where if you can get onto the ice, you're good, but getting off is kind of tricky too. So you need to go to places that have better access to ice. And I might go out today. Tomorrow is supposed to be, is it tomorrow or Thursday? It's supposed to be in the mid-60s. And then it just starts to get too wet. And then once it starts to get over about 50 and you get enough direct sun on a pond as opposed to a creek that only gets about an hour's worth of sun just because it's at the bottom of a ravine, you start to get water on top of the ice. And then you're walking around in water. And now your shoes are getting wet and it's soaking through into your socks. And now your feet are wet. And so that's not nearly as fun. Walking around in water, you know, I can do that at home. I can just fill up my bathtub with an inch of water and walk around in that. But what I can't do at home is fill my bathtub with 6 inches of water and freeze it, which would be awesome, but that's not something I get to do. I might go out today, the next day, and maybe the day after that, during these warm days, just to look for dudes, because when we have these warm spikes, all the marmots come out of their holes and they start looking around going, oh, is it time to come out? All right. But the downside of that is, you know, we still got all this snow on the ground and piled up in the streets, many, many feet of it. And all of this snow melts and then it makes everything soggy and then you're walking around in mud. And I'm not very interested in mud. If I wanted mud, I could just get some dirt and throw it in my bathtub with that 2 inches of water, and then I could have 2 inches of mud. But no, we're not going to do that. In technology news, I still haven't purchased my Wi-Fi router. What was that? Something just went ka-thunk upstairs in the kitchen, which means the cat is on the counters again, knocking stuff off. In technology news, I still haven't purchased my Wi-Fi router, nor have I purchased a VoIP box or a VoIP-enabled router, and I don't feel terrible about it. I don't have time to go out and look for stuff anytime soon. Ugh. How can that be? And now I will play a short selection on my frog. Never had one lesson. And this vaguely reminds me that I need to tune my Zook. Ugh. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'll do that later. Because it's always out of tune. That's not true. You know, there's just this recent weather change. You know, 2 days ago I tuned it and it was fine. And it stayed fine for almost 24 hours. And then it started to warm up. And as soon as everything starts to warm up, then everything gets wacky with my instruments again. And I gotta tune them every 10 minutes. Well, maybe not every 10 minutes. But you gotta retune them every 10 degrees. That's for sure. Oh, now this is awesome. I doubt you can hear it, but I do have the window open because the weather is so nice. And I can hear geese flying over. They're making their little honky noises. Yeah, there must be a lot of them. I can still hear them. Oh, that's good news. So if all the goosers are coming back, that means it's almost springtime. I do love spring, not for any weird romantic reason or anything like that. Just because that's when I get to find all the good mushrooms, and that's when I get to find all the baby dudes. And that's when I get to go outside. I'm sick and tired of sitting around in my house all the time. I want to go outside, and I want to do all my outside stuff, all the stuff that you are already familiar with, because it's all I ever talk about. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. The Dubious Goals Committee airs every day at 19:30, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day for the rest of your natural life. My name is, of course, Tobe, and I got a... Ooh, that was interesting. I'm watching the game, obviously, over my shoulder, and it's getting to be distracting, so I'm going to have to go watch the game now. So, tune in tomorrow, And I guess the only thing left for me to do is to say bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.